name is Sammy Ju. I'm your host for NC Asian American Ministries. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Gracie Ju. Hello, Gracie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, of course.
I have some questions for you. Mm-hmm. What school do you go to?
I go to the North Carolina School of Science and Math in Durham.
What grade are you?
I will be a rising senior.
That's great. Now, tell us about your ethnic background. What ethnic background do you have?
So, I am Korean American.
When did you come to the United States?
I was born in Korea and came to the United States when I was 10 months old, so almost like being born here.
Okay, wow, that's great. So, do you speak Korean and English together?
Yes, I do speak Korean and English. I speak Korean at home and English at school.
Okay. What language is the most comfortable for you?
I would have to say English is more comfortable just because I use it more often. Yeah.
Now, what is your mother tongue?
Mother tongue? That's a Korean? Yeah, I did start with Korean, I think, just because I didn't start school until I was like 5. So I spoke Korean at home. And then I picked up English as I went to school.
Okay, that's great. Now, I heard about Net Church and Net Academy, which you created, the Net Academy program, a long time ago. Now, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. So, Net Academy is a free tutoring service for refugee students. And I started it in 2013. I mainly started it after we had our first refugee families come to our church, and after getting to know them and getting to know their children, I noticed that they were having difficulty with their schoolwork just because they missed a lot of school while on the way here. And on top of that, they struggled with English, and then as well as they were just struggling with getting adapted to the culture here as well. So all these things put together, I saw that they were starting to feel dejected, like less confident in their own abilities, and therefore they weren't being excited about learning, and they were some of them were even being bullied at school, and just all these stories were so heartbreaking to me, and I really wanted to, you know, be, I mean, I was 13 at the time, so I didn't have any ESL certifications. I had nothing like that, but I just wanted to see where I could be of assistance to them because I didn't want to just see them struggle and not try something. So I thought, well, they come to church weekly, so why not we dedicate an hour just for them to, you know, sometimes bring their homework or bring tests that they did poorly on, and so we could look over that with them, or we can just do supplemental materials so they can practice learning some stuff. So that was the general gist of it and how it got started.
Okay, well, that's great. You said you started in 2013, mm-hmm. which means you are very, very young, right? Yes. You were in the middle school?
I was in middle school.
Wow. That is really, really incredible. Now, you are so young, only in the middle school, but how in the world you decided to start? I mean, you mentioned a little bit about that, but mm-hmm. you are so young, you may think like, okay, I'm too young, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to start the program, but what really motivated you to start it in that young age?
It is true that because I was young, there was a lot of, oh, another person can do it, it's, you know, I don't have to do it right now, I have my own stuff to worry about, like, it's not my place. But with encouragement from my parents and with prayer and just seeing, I prayed and asked God to move my heart, you know, to show me through how I see these children that this is something that He wants me to do. So I, in the beginning, when they when I met the refugee students, I originally, because it was my first time meeting these people or meeting refugees in general, and I was still young and not very educated, sometimes I had thoughts like, you know, can we even trust them? Like, just things like that. And then I saw gradually that God was changing my heart. And with that, I was more ready. I felt ready and I felt prepared, and I felt that God put in me a heart that is ready to, you know, serve them, because I didn't want to serve them when I didn't have the right heart to do so. So it was a, I didn't just, you know, say one day, oh, I want to do this, I'm going to do it. It was a period of, you know, can I actually do it? Or do I even want to do it? And that second question was definitely answered through God. And I saw that with that second question being answered, the first question was answered as well. Because if God called me to do this and God gave me the heart to do it, He would give me the wisdom to do it as well. And that was the main thing that, you know, kind of pushed me and encouraged me to do something like this at a young age.
Wow, that's awesome. As an adult, it is not easy to start something. I planted a church a few years ago, and it was very great. But it was also challenging. So I wonder if you had any challenges when you started the Net Academy. I'm sure you did, but can you explain about that?
I definitely had or went through some challenges in the beginning. And I mean, I'll be lying to say that there aren't challenges now. But the main thing was, because I was young, I didn't really know how to properly lead a team. So I was, you know, I was confident in, you know, tutoring the children, but then as for leading a team of volunteers and a team of teachers and teachers that were all older than I was, it was very difficult for me to find my place as a leader with them. So another thing was I struggled with delegating. So I felt like I had to do everything by myself, which wasn't true, you know. So there was a problem with that. And another thing was, I think just this is culture as well, because growing up in an Asian household where, you know, the children are usually taught like older people have more authority, you know, so younger people can't, you know, we always have to listen to them and stuff like that. So it was very awkward. And, you know, it felt wrong to me that I was the youngest one of the entire team of volunteers and I was telling them what to do. So it was a very, you know, weird situation to be in. And I struggled a lot with that and seeing, you know, I didn't want to seem rude to the other volunteers. And there were also issues with volunteers not being consistent. So we had, you know, issues with that, but it's gotten a lot better and it's been a learning process for me. God has really taught me a lot through this process in terms of leadership and just, you know, serving with other people in general.
Sounds great. Now, what is the most rewarding experience for you at the Net Academy and working with refugee children?
There are a lot of rewarding experiences, but for Net Academy specifically, I would have to say the most rewarding thing is seeing the students learn, seeing them grow, seeing them, you know, being excited when they understand something, being excited when they get something right. And that is really one of the biggest reason why I wanted to start this, because I wanted to, you know, instill in them excitement again, you know, excitement about learning and not going to school, you know, not wanting to learn, but being excited to learn. And so seeing them, you know, smile and, you know, say, oh, I understand, like that was definitely the best part about Net Academy. And not only that, but really growing deeper in a relationship with all the students, because we didn't want this to be just a tutoring service, but a place where they can learn in a supportive and understanding environment. And to do that, we need to know the children, you know, so getting to know them more better was definitely a big benefit. And for refugee children, working with refugee children in general, I would have to say, you know, as I get to know them deeper and as I get to, you know, really learn about their lives, like I say that I'm tutoring them and that I'm, you know, helping them learn something, but in reality I learn from them a whole lot more. And the main thing that I've learned from them is their faith, you know, their childlike faith in times when it's so incredibly difficult for them to, you know, be happy or have that joy in Christ. That joy in Christ is so prominent in these children. So whenever I'm with them, I'm just so blessed by how happy they are and how the joy of Christ is shown through them and how their faith is even stronger than my faith has ever been my entire life almost. So learning from them, being challenged by them with their faith, and just there's this joy that children have, and just being able to be surrounded by that is a very fun thing to do as well.
Oh, that's great. Now, are you still running the Net Academy?
I am not, and mainly this was because I had to move to NCSSM, which is a boarding school, so I was unable to be a consistent leader for Net Academy, and I wanted Net Academy to continue. You know, just because I'm not there doesn't mean that it has to stop. So thankfully, God brought in a wonderful family, Year and Vince, and they have really helped Net Academy while I was gone, and really helped it grow. So I'm so thankful for them. So thankful for them for, you know, having the same heart as I did when I started this, and really, you know, being there for Net Academy, loving the children, teaching them, and yeah, so I'm so thankful for them, and they're the reason why Net Academy is, you know, continuing and is growing. So yeah.
That's great. Now, what are you most passionate about?
This is actually a question for a lot of college applicants in the college process, but I would have to say right now I don't have a specific direction of what I want to do in my life, so I can't say a certain career or anything like that, but generally, at the most basic level, I am most passionate about using the talents that God has given me, using the opportunities that He has opened the door for me, and really being able to share His love and be a blessing to the people around me and the people who need to hear Him or who need His love. So really being His hands and feet and serving the people around me.
Well, that's great. This will be my last question. What are the potentials for Asian Americans like yourself?
I think Asian Americans have a lot of potential, and one of the things that I've noticed through Net Academy and through just living in America as a Asian American teenager, one of the things that we have as Asian Americans is an American education for people who grew up here, so specifically like teenagers or other second generation Asians, like being able to grow up here and being educated in an American way really helps with us, you know, making the most of opportunities here. So making living here, I guess, a lot more easier than other people who move here later in their life. And with that, we also have cultural awareness, you know, just because we're born into a family that's full of culture. And that's really helpful in living in America as well because of the so many different people that, you know, live in America currently. So having that American education as well as having cultural awareness really allows us to have the best of both worlds. Whereas, so having the best of both worlds. And another thing is being able to go back and forth between home country in America, and using the education we get here in our home country and using the culture we get from our home country here, just being that bridge between the two areas. And yeah, honestly, I think we have a lot of potential, and that some Asian American teenagers are not realizing that potential. So I am so excited, you know, for me and for other Asian Americans, and how God will use the Asian American community to further His kingdom.
Wow, awesome. Well, Gracie, thank you so much for your time. I'm so proud of you. And I really appreciate your heart and your passion for reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to see more Asian American leaders would be raised up for God's kingdom. Everyone, thanks so much for your time, and I hope to see you next time at the next podcast.